Welcome to Notes from the Electronic Cottage. I'm Jim Campbell. Today, let's take a look at some of the things that come with things you've ordered, even though you didn't know they came with the things you ordered. Got that? Good. Let's go. Let's start with that spanking new car you just bought with all the whiz-bang accessories. That Global Positioning Satellite System, or GPS for short, for example, seems like a real high-tech solution for those of us who are reluctant to ask for directions. Just tap in a destination, and magically, directions, complete with maps, appear on the screen. As you travel, those on-screen maps are updated to help you hone in on your destination as you get closer and closer. Some systems are even so literal that they'll tell you to, for example, take a right turn at the next corner. Slick as a smelt, as Tim Sample would say. But did you ever wonder how those systems work? How they know you should take a right at the next corner? Well, a GPS system knows to tell you to take the next right because it knows where you are every minute you're driving your car, even if you haven't asked for directions. The GPS system in your car is sending a signal to a series of satellites positioned in orbit around the Earth, and these satellites can therefore pinpoint your position at any moment. Now that's great for finding your way in a strange town. That's the part you ordered. The part that you maybe didn't order is that a GPS is also great for keeping track of where you are and where you've been. In fact, several car rental companies have already begun using onboard GPS systems to check exactly where you're driving their cars and even how fast you drive them. The car rental companies say that they're only protecting their property, which is fine as long as you know what they're doing and agree to those terms when you rent the car in the first place. There have been some pretty nasty battles about this technology already, so if you do rent a car, be sure to read your car rental agreement carefully if you don't want your whereabouts to be known at every moment you're driving that rental car. What about a GPS system on your own car? Well, systems vary from manufacturer to manufacturer, but they all certainly have some memory in them, which means that someone who knows how to extract the information could find out exactly where you've been on your last trip, or maybe even further into your past. Meanwhile, even if you don't have a GPS system in your car, and you have a relatively recent vintage General Motors car, you have a black box in your car, whether you know it or not, or like it or not. The black box is similar to the black boxes used in airplanes, in that it automatically records data in case of an accident. In late model GM cars, for example, the black box records data about the 5 seconds before an airbag deploys. The black box can tell a mechanic, or an insurance adjuster, or a police officer, exactly how fast you were traveling, whether the brakes were applied, the position of your accelerator throttle, and even whether your seatbelts were fastened. Not surprisingly, police are anxious to have information like this when they investigate an accident. And you may want to have that kind of information available to police or insurance investigators as well. And if so, that's fine. But what if you don't? Too bad. The devices are built into GM cars and you have no choice but to get one if you buy such a car. In other words, you get something you didn't order, the black box, with something you did, the new car. And the black box, or the GPS system we mentioned a moment ago, can provide some pretty specific information about how you live, where you go, and how you drive. So can your cell phone. Same story. You ordered a cell phone so you could make or receive phone calls from almost anywhere. It makes your life more mobile and more private. Or does it? Think again about how your cell phone provider knows to send a call to your cell phone, wherever you may be. The provider knows how to do that because it knows where you are anytime your cell phone is turned on. Your cell phone is constantly sending a signal to the nearest cell phone tower saying, in essence, "Here I am." When a phone call goes through the system with your number on it, the system looks through its towers to see if one knows where you are, and then sends the phone call right to you. Of course, if the system knows where your cell phone is, it could keep track of that information. In the past, there's been little reason for cell phone companies to do so, so they haven't bothered recording the information about your location. But they could, and under recent laws, they will have to. In fact, cell phone companies will be obligated to be able to place you within about 50 yards, half a football field, of where you stand at any time your cell phone is turned on. This will be very handy if you need to call 911 for emergency help, and this is the supposed justification for this new regulation. However, your location will also be juicy information, for example, for the FBI, for divorce lawyers, or even for advertisers who'd love to know where you are or were at a particular date and time. Remember the scene in the movie Minority Report, in which Tom Cruise is walking through a shopping mall? As he passes by a particular product or a store, an advertisement for that product or store starts speaking to him. Think that's the future? Nope, that's today's technology. And speaking of knowing where you were and when, do you have one of those FastPass or TransPass or other gizmos in your car so that you can simply drive right through toll booths without having to get in line and throw a handful of coins into the basket? Pretty convenient, eh? The system just deducts the toll from your account. Of course, to do that, it has to record the date and time you passed through the toll gate and has to keep that information on record in case there's a dispute about the bill. This is another great source of information for those who may be interested to know where you were, or at least where your car was, at any given time. Now, you may not care who knows where you went or where you are. On the other hand, you may think that your whereabouts are your own business, and you'll only tell who you want to tell where you're going at any particular time. In that case, it pays to pay attention to the side effects of today's electronic conveniences. You may love the convenience of a GPS system in your car, or a TransPass on a toll road, or a cell phone in your pocket or purse. But it's important to know what else comes with those conveniences, namely a potentially significant yielding of personal privacy about where you go and when you go there. Of course, it's each person's personal decision about whether to use such technology, unless, of course, you're buying a late model GM car, no choice there. But whatever your decision about the value of privacy versus convenience, it's best if you have all the facts before you make a purchase. That's our philosophy here. And so that you can continue to make informed decisions, we'll try to keep on providing good information when you join us for future editions of Notes from the Electronic Cottage.